Hey, hope everybody's having a good weekend. It's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review, where we take a look back at some of our most compelling segments of the week. Give you a chance to re-listen or catch up on stuff that maybe you missed. Enjoy. So, we know that Alec Murdaugh has stole millions of dollars for that opiate habit that he had, supposedly. So how is he paying for this legal team of his? They must be scraping by. Maybe they're sleeping in the back of their vans, maybe, or I don't know, maybe the Kia Rio that they rented. Yeah, none of that is going on. There's no Kia Rio. There's no back of vans. No. It's a good thing that Alex has plenty of stolen money to throw around, because boy, does he have an expensive legal team. You know where they're staying? Have you heard about this? They're currently living the high life at a place called the Eden at Gracefield. And it kind of looks like something either out of Casablanca or a rap video. It's one of the two. Either like Jay-Z's going to be coming out big pimping it, or it's going to be like an old-time movie scene where Grace Kelly graces the pool and Humphrey Bogart is there standing, smoking a cigar and drinking a martini. The 500-acre wedding venue in Waterboro, South Carolina, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. It's usually a wedding venue, but not right now. The luxurious property is the temporary home of Murdaugh's lead defense attorneys, Dick Harpulitan and Jim Griffin, and their entourage. Yeah, so they're all out there big pimping it. Because why settle for just an old hotel when you can rent out all five homes nestled between lakes and tranquil forests a little less than 8 miles from the Colton County Courthouse? For a mere, are you ready for this? This is how much it costs to stay there a week. And I get it. If I own the place, I'd be charging this too. I'm just saying, maybe find something a little more affordable. I don't know. Just a thought. $20,475 a week. Murdaugh's legal team is living in the lap of luxury. I wonder if it comes with like a butler or anything like that. Or somebody named Jeeves. It's been a long day at the trial. Jeeves, make me a gin and tonic. And don't worry, they were given a discount because of the length of their stay. Very generous of the owners, you know. Murdaugh, of course, on trial for double murder, accused of gunning down his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, on June 7th, 2021, in the family's hunting estate. Prosecution has argued that he committed these heinous crimes to distract from his decade-long financial schemes, including embezzling millions from his law firm and clients. But according to his legal team, Murdaugh is a loving family man who would never do such a thing. Hence why he might be putting you up in a $20,475 a week accommodation. I don't know. Accommodation is not even the right word. I don't even know. Like estate. Estate's not even the right word. It's like a small town is kind of what they're renting out. Oh, well, the walkers who run Eden at Gracefield may not be paying much attention to the trial. It seems everyone else really is. State Attorney General's office was even interested in the property, but alas, they were too late. I can't imagine the state saying this is a good idea to pay for this. Meanwhile, the state prosecutors and law enforcement agents are staying at the, are you ready for this? This is really comparable. Hampton Inn and Suites. It's almost as good as this place, I'm sure. I bet the estate here at Eden at Gracefield doesn't have a waffle maker in the morning that works half of the time and maybe has biscuits that are 5 days old. And if you're really lucky, syrup. I bet they don't. I bet the Hamptons got that. But with over 30 members of the press also staying there, it's you know, it's kind of a little cramped. Murdaugh's legal team, on the other hand, living the dream. They have a live-in cook. They do. Oh, they do have a Jeeves. This is great. They have a live-in cook who prepares three meals a day at the magnificent manor house with crystal chandeliers and onyx foyer. Because we don't say foyer, it's foyer. And a 12-foot kitchen island. And let's not forget the rustic tobacco barn. But they refer to it as the tobacco barn, I'm sure. Let's go out to the tobacco barn and see who's out there. Complete with whimsical fairy lights and a comfy bed. Privacy, of course, of the utmost importance to Murdaugh's team, so they've requested that the back entrance be locked for their safety. You got to be careful out there in the country, because, you know, we know what happened. And if there's still a killer on the loose, which if you're the defense for Alex Murdaugh, you are assuming there's still a killer on the loose. So you better damn well hope that back door is locked, right? In case Alex comes knocking. Hey, guys, can I have some? No. Oh, wait, he's in jail. They access the property through a wrought iron gate that leads to an enchanting road lined with live oaks draped in Spanish moss. It is beautiful. I said it before. It is. If I were to get married in that part of the country, I don't think I'd want to go to that part of the country for any reason. But if I did, it's beautiful. But the real question is, how is Murdaugh, who claims to be broke, paying for all of this? Harpootlin is a Democratic state senator. And Griffin's team's housing tab has already surpassed $60,000. It's another Murdaugh mystery. Sadly, Murdaugh's legal stay at the Eden at Gracefield is going to be coming to an end here very soon, as they have to vacate the property by the end of February for a wedding scheduled for the first week of March. Laura Walker, the property's owner, made it clear that she's not going to cancel someone's once-in-a-lifetime experience for Murdaugh and his legal team, so it looks like they'll have to find somewhere else to stay. Perhaps they'll join the opposition at the Hampton Inn, where rooms either overlook I-95 or the parking lot. And remember, they probably also get that delicious continental breakfast, which is so much better than anything that the Eden at Gracefield could possibly offer. It's a fun little look behind the scenes of the Murdaugh trial for you. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Thanks for listening.